Welcome back to the GMB Neighbor Gamers Podcast. We are a couple guys that enjoy video games, movies, and entertainment. My name is Bay, and I'm joined with my neighbor Jay.
Whoa, what's up? The Phoenix.
Hey, man, you almost sound back to normal.
Right? Yeah, almost there.
Well, boy, we were getting some comments about your voice, and they were like, who was that guy?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't remember. Is it like the bass was gone or something, or is...
It's just a different sound.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I won't say anything about the bass.
Ouch.
Yeah, I won't go to that exchange, Jay. But it's great to have my co-host here healthy again.
Oh, yeah, man. I almost had an emergency on Thursday morning. Bay saved me, like, in the afternoon with food. But in the morning, I started bleeding, and I couldn't get it to stop. So I had to get emergency surgery.
It's
4 o'clock in the morning, you know.
That's some scary stuff.
Like, if you get a tonsillectomy, don't go on a plane, because if it bleeds up there, they're gonna have to emergency land, because you're not gonna stop bleeding. And that's what happened with me. Did not stop bleeding, and just stuff came out that usually you wouldn't see.
I was trying to explain it to my wife and
oh, I got pictures. You want to see me?
Oh, no. Well, I was trying
show
to
show you off mic.
I was trying to explain it to them, and they were like, stop. They were like, it was like too much for them to like hear it and imagine it. And maybe it's my awesome storytelling, but
yeah, probably. Oh, for sure. I'm sure.
But no, I'm glad that you're right here and you're sounding and looking better.
All right. Thanks. Yeah. So I started eating regular food yesterday. Like Epic Wings. They sell Epic Fries, which is French fries with tenderloin or the strips. That was so good.
So you can have the hot stuff.
I got mild.
Okay.
So, and then today...
Their mild is still decently hot.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
I didn't feel it, so that's good, right?
Yeah.
And then I had carne asada fries from the wrong place because it wasn't good.
Where'd you get it from?
Cotijon. Not the Mira Mesa one, but like in...
Sorrento?
Road.
Old Black Mountain?
Yeah.
Huh.
By a Shell gas station there.
All right.
It was all right, you know, but tonight I was like, all right, I'm going to try something else. I'm like, no, just calm down. Wait till tomorrow. So I'll get my soup today. I'll finish off the Costco soup.
Oh, there you go. Very good. Very good. Hey, Jay, we got some stuff to talk about today. And wow, God of War Ragnarok. And I just... It's fitting that we're also going to talk about the 2022 Game Awards nominees, and of course, God of War is on that list.
Looks like they're on there more than once.
Oh, yeah, and speaking from 21 hours of gameplay,
mm-hmm.
I can attest that it's a pretty darn good game.
Yeah, I got a good feel for it if you spent almost a day with it.
Oh yeah,
right.
Also. You know, we want to give a small tribute to Kevin Conroy and the voice of Batman, the animated series, and talk about just what he's done to that character and just to his fans. The fans are all over Twitter and just expressing their gratitude towards him and his work. So, wow, just to... top things off, or you know what? Let's go there. Let's go straight to Kevin Conroy. And I grew up in the 80s, 90s, and we watched that animated series, and just the beginning of the song and the intro just got me all riled up. And I've always been a fan of Batman, and Kevin Conroy, his voice just really. Brought it to life.
Yeah, yeah, I totally agree. Just that animated series, the music, the tone. I remember the lightning strike, and then you just hear Batman, Kevin Conroy, just speaking as him. He's Batman.
Yeah, yeah, for sure, right? And they were playing, I was looking up stuff, and I saw his very last video, and he's really into the character, and he would go on and explain as to why fans enjoyed Batman the way he portrayed it and stuff. And one of the things he said was because he didn't have superpowers.
Yeah, he wasn't Superman, or he's not the Flash or Wonder Woman. He was just a
rich dude.
Yeah.
A rich dude in a costume, and really got to appreciate the human side of this hero because he wasn't perfect.
Yeah, he said that Batman just wanted to leave Earth a better place when he left.
Right.
Yeah.
And it was just the whole thing of good versus evil.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we wanted to spend some time talking about that. Other thing is, I didn't realize that Mark Hamill was the Joker.
Yeah, he has a lot of range.
Yeah.
He's Luke, he's Joker, and he played the Joker in anime and in some of the Arkham games as well.
Yes, and Conroy had mentioned that one of his favorite moments was him going back and forth with Hamill and in Arkham.
Mm-hmm.
And the cool thing is they you have video of it and you can see it and show him there. But the other thing was, back in the day, I used to watch a show called Little House on the Prairie, and they had Melissa Gilbert as Batgirl.
Mm.
And also, and it's cool to see the video side by side with the actual person. And then it's like, wow, okay, yeah, that is her.
Yeah, like, look how expressive they are when they're voice acting.
Yeah, and then totally into it. And you, for me, I get, it's a better story to tell when the voices grab you like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like magic almost. Yeah. You know, so that's really neat.
Because you can tell, like, when the voice doesn't match the character that they're displaying on the screen.
Right.
Totally tell.
Yeah, and it's, like, awkward a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I, well, you know, Batman, his key phrase or key line that I'd always hear him say was, "I am vengeance. I am the night. I am Batman.
I'm Batman.
I am Batman."
And now there's all these iterations of "I'm Batman."
Right. Or "Where is she?"
I will so want to do that, man. I'm pulling back.
I know you are.
Oh, man.
I know you are.
I feel it. It wants to, but I can't. Sorry. Next time.
Yes. So rest in peace, Kevin Conroy.
Yes.
And, you know, it brings us to other voice actors because we just started playing God of War, Ragnarok, and like we said about storytelling, boy, oh boy, these voice actors, they really grab you. And it's Christopher Judge, who does Kratos.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many funny things that people are putting on Twitter on account of that voice. You know, and it always has to tag in something like "boy."
Boy, yeah.
"What are you doing, boy?"
Yeah.
But do you have a preference between Christopher Judge and T.C. Carson, who was the original one?
I like this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, the most recent one.
Yeah. It's he's really good at it.
Calliope! That's like one of the old, I think, PS Vita games where he'd have to save his daughter.
Oh, right. Okay. And it's kind of cool as you watch the game, the story take place. He does mention the daughter again.
Mm-hmm.
And he's telling, you know, maybe I should say spoilers, right? Yeah, yeah, spoilers, because we're going to talk a little bit about God of War Ragnarok.
3-2-1 LT. You've been warned.
And if you haven't finished, what's the previous one called? Just God of War?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then, you know, here we are. We're talking about it. It does talk about the daughter who had passed in his previous marriage, and he has this conversation with Freya. And it's pretty cool because as you're walking, right, you're like walking through this jungle or wherever it is that you're at. He's having this dialogue, and the dialogue is engaging. Yeah. At least for me.
Yeah.
You know, which is cool, because then you're traversing this area, you know, smashing open chests and stuff, and you're carrying on this conversation.
Yeah.
And it's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I like it. I'm enjoying it.
It gets to me where I'm like rowing the boat, and Mimir starts talking about a story or asking Kratos or Freya about a subject, and I don't want to dock or land on shore because I want to hear the end of the story. But if you do interrupt them, like Kratos will go, hold on, hold on for a moment, or this will be for another time. And then you hop back on the boat after you do whatever you're doing, and then they'll continue.
Yeah,
it's I don't know how they do that, like program it, but it's very smart.
Yeah, and it's not like broken or anything. Mm-hmm. Like it doesn't pause or he doesn't say it again.
Right.
You know what I mean? Can you remember any of your favorite lines from Kratos?
It is time.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Because it's a sad one for me when he said that.
Oh, really?
That first 10 minutes of the game, you know, when Fenrir... Their wolf is gonna pass.
Right.
Dude, that got me.
Yeah.
I was tearing.
Yeah.
Because that's the same thing that Ein did. Like, you try to feed him, and then he wants to, like, please you and try to eat, and then he just drops the food. Yeah, I'm like, oh, dude, started tearing.
Dude, don't make me sad.
that made me, like, super sad.
Oh, and it just tells you, like, their ability to just pull on your heartstrings and to have it at the right moment.
Yeah.
But also, because you make that connection, you mm-hmm. make that connection with the characters, and it, man, it really gets you.
Yeah, that scene got me like really bad.
Yeah, I was watching my wife, and she's like, getting sad and stuff, and I'm like, all right, it's gonna be okay, because we just lost our dog too, and so right. it kind of it hits home right there.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite lines from him is from Kratos is, "Do not be sorry, be better."
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. He does say that, yeah.
I'm like, whoa, dude, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's something I'd like to use, right? Do not be sorry, be better.
Yeah.
Well, some of the other voice actors, I had to write this down, but one of the funny parts for me from when Atreus, am I saying that right? Atreus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe so.
He's climbing the wall, right? And he gets to the very top. He's about to reach up, and Heimdall grabs
that freaking Heimdall, dude. Fuck that guy. That guy's an asshole.
I didn't finish the first one, so I'm like...
He's not even in the first one. This is all new stuff.
Oh, okay. Okay. But yeah, he's a dick, right? And he's sitting there... he's giving a hard time, and he says to him, "What part of this of the enormous wall made you think visitors must be welcome?"
Yeah,
and I had to write that down because that was like so funny to me.
Yeah,
I was like, "Oh man," and it made me laugh and chuckle. But the voice the actors, you know, you really believe that this guy's a dick and that he's pissed at Atreus
for climbing the wall or just being there
for being alive.
Yeah,
right.
And then like Odin, for example, I didn't expect him to be the way how he is.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm like, this guy he's talking like you see him at a restaurant.
It's almost.
I'm like, whoa, what's this? Why is he talking like this? And then like,
was he like that in the previous one?
No, this is brand new. All the stuff they introduced Thor in this one. They introduced Odin in this one. Heimdall. All the only character that came back is Mimir and Freya.
Okay. Because Odin is too casual for me.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm who like is looking this guy? At him like this guy. There's something about him. And then you know Mimir. He's always telling you, Kratos and the player. No, don't trust him. He's a liar.
Yeah.
And he may come off nice that he wants to be on your side, that you're aligning and for the same goal. But once you do something that he wants you to do and you don't perform it, he's going to axe you.
It's funny because that voice actor, Richard Schiff, he was also in Black Panther.
Oh, is he?
He was at the very beginning, they were like, having a council meeting, mm-hmm. and they're having the different countries there talking to.
Oh yeah, is it the guy with the glasses?
Yes,
the bald guy.
Yes.
Oh, that guy's in The Good Doctor. Yeah, that's him. Oh wow, that's cool.
Yeah, that was him. Yeah. And now, if you look at, like, watch you play the game again, he looks a little bit like him.
Yeah,
yeah, and you'll kind of make that connection with his voice. But he's too casual.
Oh, there's something behind it, babe. That's why.
Okay. Yeah. They're building me up for something.
Yeah. You know, yeah. He's not good, dude.
No. Yeah. Oh, no. He's trying to kill Kratos.
Kratos and Atreus use him. And then what he did to his wife. And then.
Right.
And doesn't really. And he just cares about Baldur, about what he can do instead of, like, why he's dead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting game there.
What'd you think about Thor?
Thor's pretty cool. And see, so Thor's voice, the character for him is Ryan Hurst. And Hurst, I remember from Remember the Titans. I think his name is Barry. Hmm. And he was the linebacker.
Okay.
So, and you look at him from Remembering the Titans to now, and he's trying to epitomize Thor because he's got this long hair and this beard.
Wow.
Right? And Thor's this big man. He's more of, like, from the MCU when Chris Hemsworth was overweight. Mm-hmm. He's more of that Thor.
Yeah, that's more to the mythology.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it looks cool. He's got this, like, gash on his belly.
Yeah.
What is that from?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. I wasn't sure if that was, like, a hernia scar or what.
Right. Non-healing. But I like how he recalls his hammer.
Oh, I didn't notice.
Like, he snaps.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Like a Nintendo snap?
Yup. You've been watching too much Nintendo, man. He's like... It's so cool, like, how he calls a hammer and then Kratos just opens his hand.
Yeah.
Oh man. I wish he could have that hammer. That'd be sick.
This game is something else, all right? Because, like, one of the things that I really appreciate is when you can customize some of the stuff that you're doing.
There's a lot of stuff.
Right?
Yeah.
To make your gameplay a little easier. Mm-hmm. Okay? And so, you know, we're talking about nominees. Like, I'm thinking in my mind, and it's okay, I'm going to talk about it now, because we're all going to talk about it in a few weeks, too. But this game and Elden Ring, there's some customization that you can do to make the game better. And let's first talk with God of War. You can set it up so instead of pressing, like, the circle button to pick up stuff, you can just run over it.
Is that what you did?
No.
I was contemplating to do that.
You can do it a couple of different ways. You can do it, like, full, like, everything auto, or mm-hmm. you can make it for essentials and stuff like that, which is cool. And I may look back at that and revisit it, because sometimes you don't want to take your finger off the button
and mash circle all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. And the one that I did figure out and started using was, as you're climbing, and just push forward instead of pressing circle.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't even know they had that.
They have that in there.
Oh, that's cool.
And not so much for when you're, like, traversing with your grapplers, but more so when you're just going up to a step or something like
and
that.
And the camera has the... point in that direction.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah. So that's really helpful.
Yeah.
I did make it easier because I wanted to go a little faster in the story. So sure. I made it give me grace. Mm-hmm. What setting did you put it on?
Balance.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Just whatever the developers wanted.
You know,
the players to feel that's default.
Even though I have the easier one, mm-hmm. dude, there's times I die.
Yeah. I die a lot.
It's too. Challenging.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you got to figure out. And not exactly like with Elden Ring, where you have to parry and you almost have are forced to parry stuff with Elden Ring. With this one, you can get away with a little more dodging.
Yeah, and they have the, and, or you can just like use your shield, like just instead of parrying, just press and hold, because they have a shield that absorbs, kind of like Black Panther.
Uh-huh.
And you just keep absorbing until you get a special from it.
Isn't that so cool?
Yeah, so there's different ways how to play.
You know, I played it, the first version of it, but I didn't know all this customization that you could do with the shield even.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like it.
There's a lot of customization in this game with weapons and skills and pommels and handles and grips and...
Yeah, there's a lot. Like, just freezing your axe, and then there's like an upgrade where you can actually retrieve and freeze and throw at the same time.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
I do like the combat system. It's fun.
Yeah, I like it too. And so I help me try to figure this out, because there's people that don't like this game.
Hmm.
And you know, for me, like, for one thing, I think of the other really great games I've played, and Ghost of Tsushima comes up in my mind when I like make this comparison, because it's like it's a single player, it's a I want to say kind of adventure type game, but it's story driven, right? And I think that's what I'm trying to get at. When I think of like Ghost of Tsushima, it's the story just adds to the gameplay, for me at least. Why do you think people aren't enjoying this game?
Maybe they're coming at it with a different perspective. Maybe they hear that it's all super good, they're hyped about it, or their friends are hyped about it, but they're coming from a different background of game, say like Street Fighter or Call of Duty, and they come to this, and then they try to play it, and it's story driven. You know, it's slower. You have to be patient with some of it. You're watching. You're not pressing buttons all the time or aiming down the sight.
Right.
And some people will like frown it for that. Excuse me.
Do you think it's, I mean, like, are they just too impatient?
Maybe it's just not their cup of tea.
Yeah.
You know, they come in expecting Call of Duty or Street Fighter type, and then they get God of War, or they get a different type of game and doesn't fancy them, and then they got to go rant online about why they don't like it.
And that's a shame, because you know what? For me, this game from the get-go grabs my attention and I'm enjoying it. I didn't even finish the first one, right? And I did look at some YouTube stuff because I wanted to get even further back to the old systems.
Yeah, there's like 9 games.
Yeah. And how much story there is, and history there is with this.
With Kratos.
With Kratos, right?
He is the god of war that killed all of Greek gods.
Yeah. Right?
That's what he did in his lifetime.
From being completely clean shaven, right?
Yeah.
To slowly growing a beard.
Growing a beard, leading an army, getting defeated by barbarians or something, and then pleading for the god of war, Ares, to save him, give him power, and he gets all this power, he gets enraged, and he gets so enraged where he kills his family, so the family ashes are sealed onto his skin. That's why he looks pale.
Oh.
That's his wife and daughter.
Oh, skin. Wow.
That's why he is pale that way.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah. It was like when he did that to his family, like the I don't know if it's a witch or something in that town did that to him.
Uh-huh.
So he everybody could see him and call him the Ghost of Sparta. That's why they call him the Ghost of Sparta.
Let me ask you this: Are you going to take your time with this game, or are you going to try to just finish it?
Man, so I took a page from Bay's book, and I've been doing side quests. Whenever somebody talks to me, an NPC, and then, oh, I got to do this, or can you help me with this?
Like that squirrel?
Dude.
Did you help the squirrel?
What does he want me to do?
He wants you to, like, catch, like, some other...
Oh, I did catch two of them. caught two of them, man. And then, but then it leads to like good equipment.
Okay.
And like I got some of this equipment from Muspelheim. I forget. I'm sure I'm pronouncing that wrong. Well, that's like the stage to all this lava.
Yeah.
So I got this badass equipment just because I did. It's basically like a gameplay feature. Not feature. It's testing your ability of, and your knowledge about the gameplay mechanics.
Okay.
So it's a battle arena. And okay. I love that because now I can just do combos and, you know, but it's hard.
Right.
I spent a good hour and a half just trying to beat it all. But then part of that side quest is it out-leveled me because I'm level 6. And then I was like, all right, I can go toe-to-toe with level 6 enemies. And then all of a sudden a level 7 came up. I'm like, okay, this is a little bit harder.
Okay.
And then I had full power. And a level 8 enemy came out and just hit me once. That was it.
Oh, shit.
That was it. I'm like, and then it's survival. You have to survive. You have to kill 99 of these guys.
What?
So I'm like, oh, no. I'm way under leveled. I tried it twice. I was like, nope, that's it. I'm going to move on to the quest. And then, you know, I saved it and came here.
Yeah. One thing that's a little annoying for me, and it's a minor thing, is, you know, when you travel on the map, and then you gotta go like in some tree and you run around in a freaking circle to get to the gate.
You can just sit there. You can just stand there.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, because they're usually that teleportation is, they're talking.
Okay, so you're just trying to get through the dialogue? Is that what that part
Pretty
is?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, that's
cause
okay.
Because I was like, oh, I don't want to leave Freya. Okay. She's talking to me. Yeah. And then her conversation ended and the door opened.
Okay. Okay, outside of Kratos and Atreus, who are some of your favorite characters?
I like Freya.
Yeah,
she's cool.
Yeah, she's fantastic.
Yeah,
and
she has so much hatred in right. the beginning.
Oh yeah,
right. And you see Kratos, he's like, no, I don't want to fight you. I never wanted to fight you.
Right.
Yeah,
and he holds his ground on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this game is so interesting because I'm going to post some screenshots, but I take these screenshots of, like, especially with Freya and him, because with her, the eyes say it all.
Mm-hmm.
And man, just, you know, because this is a video game. You're trying to remember this is a video game. It's not like real actors, but I mean, they've got it to the point with this CGI that it is,
and the mocap in,
right? Yeah. But like the eyes say it all, and you look at her eyes and the intense, and even when she's not looking straight at him or whatever, it's like that gaze.
Mm-hmm.
And then you notice little things like with this is how good the CGI is. Like you see like her arms and you see the tattoos. And I don't have a tattoo, but I've seen them, and you see like where the ink is, it's like little raised up.
Mm-hmm.
And you see that on her arm.
Yeah.
I'm like, that kind of detail is just ridiculous. It's so great to look at.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
it
I'm
is
just
a gorgeous game.
Yeah. So I'm sitting there taking a bunch of screenshots and stuff. But I can't figure out like, is there a photo mode?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Okay, because like sometimes you got that, you know, that marker in the middle of the screen.
Yeah.
And I want to take a screenshot with that little marker on that little diamond.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm trying to figure that out. But yeah, she's one of my favorite characters. And then the what like about you?
Mimir, he's funny.
He's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And the dwarves, I mean, they got a good cast.
Yeah. Which brother do you like more?
I like Brock because he cusses a lot.
he so does. I was gonna say the same thing, man. Brock makes me laugh. He says some stupid stuff. Like I wrote this down. He says, "All right, let's gear." Well, let me say this again. All right, let's gear you fuckers up.
Yeah.
Before you go gallivanting.
Yeah. Gear the fuck up. All right, man.
And my wife's sitting there, like, she's on her phone, like, looking at stuff, and she hears this. She's like, what the heck? Did he just cuss?
Yep.
I'm like, yeah. That's one of the characters. Yeah. Yeah, I like this game. Man, we got to talk about some of these awards because, dude, this is right here for... I need to finish this before, like, something weird happens and then I'm like, oh, I hate the game, right? Mm. But dang, man, it's right there with me for Game of the Year.
Yeah.
How about for you?
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah, this is a lot of fun.
This is definitely a top of the list. If not the top.
Any tips for people that are on the fence that you think, like, should they play the first one if they're on the fence for this or what? Or should they just jump in?
Personally, I would like to play the first one before playing this.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you could only spend $70, I'd go ahead and get this one.
Right.
And just watch like a YouTube recap.
Right.
Or you can download, or you can get PlayStation Plus. And that game,
it's free if you have a Plus. There.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, God of War 2018 is, yeah.
Okay. That's what I mean. Mm-hmm. Not Ragnarok.
Yeah. No, crazy, right?
Right. $70.
Whoa.
But I think of it this way, because I spent 70 for Gotham Knights, man. Freaking hate myself for doing that. I should have just waited. But, you know, I will go back to that game, Gotham Knights, because I am watching the Titans on HBO Max.
Mm-hmm.
So I do like it, but, man, I won't like it as much as this game.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's do this. Let's talk about these 2022 nominees.
So is this going to be a review for us for this God of War? What would you give it?
I'd give it a 5.
Yeah.
5 out of 5.
JMA 5. Here we go.
High fives.
High fives.
You too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, no question.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Like, to even be a little more specific, graphics, amazing. Storytelling, amazing. Customization of the game, like, come on. You don't get this you don't get this with Gotham Knights, man. I'll tell you that right now.
Gameplay, excellent.
Gameplay, challenging, but not pissed off as hell.
Yeah, those puzzles make you think.
Yeah. Yeah, and don't get me wrong. I had to look some of them up.
Because
I'm like, oh, dang, man. This little blue line. Like, you know, like you're aiming and you're... So you use your axe to ricochet off of certain things.
Yeah.
And then it has to have this blue line to connect where you want the axe to go. This is interesting. You'll know what I'm talking about if you play it. But it's not like, damn, I hate this stupid puzzle. For me, at least.
Mm-hmm.
I hate these puzzles. I'm going to play something else.
Like, right.
You know, you get through it. It's not that hard.
Yeah, and the characters, they kind of help you.
Right.
Yeah, they kind of give you tips. Try to find it at a different angle. Okay.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And even in the combat, he's like, what's wrong? Your shield broken?
Yeah. You're left. Parry that.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a cool game.
Do you play with your headphones? Because it's 3D audio. It's great.
Oh, I haven't.
Yeah, you can totally hear enemies on your right side. And
ooh.
It's good.
Okay, I'm going to have to try that. Any other last impressions on that?
No, it's a wonderful game.
It's a fun game. It was worth the wait. So let's do this. Let me just talk about some of these nominees, right? And so we talked a lot about God of War, but we've got Game of the Year. And here's the nominations, Jay. They've got Horizon Forbidden West, Xenoblade Chronicles 3, Stray, God of War Ragnarok, Elden Ring, and A Plague Tale Requiem.
Really?
Plague Tale, huh?
Wow.
What would you pick?
God of War.
Okay. I would have to agree. I would have to agree right there. Close with Elden Ring.
Yeah.
If I finish this game and
out of those five, I'd choose God. Yeah. Between those two.
And you've played a lot of these games, right? Have you played Stray?
Like 10 minutes of it. And I knew it wasn't for me.
And that's how come I'm like, why is it on this list? The game that I want to play on this list is Xenoblade Chronicles.
Ooh, man, that's RPG, a long game, I'm sure. Huh? Yeah.
Yeah. The one that I'm really surprised is The Plague's Tale.
Yeah, you played it.
I played it, and it's a fun game, but Game of the Year? I don't know.
Hmm.
Yeah. Let's go on to the next category here. Okay, it's kind of similar. Best Game Direction, Elden Ring, God of War Ragnarok, Horizon Forbidden West, Immortality, and Stray. What do you think?
Does it state what direction means? Is it like a
outstanding creative vision and innovation and game direction and design?
Oh wow!
It kind of. I guess I can understand why, like, Stray is something different as to why it's in there. Boy, I don't know, man. I don't know if... Well, I would say Elden Ring.
Yeah.
As far as, like, it's so open. Yeah. And you can do whatever the hell you want.
Customize and, like, break the game if you want.
Exactly, right? Yeah. Okay, let's see this. I'm gonna give you a couple of choices. Because there's a lot here.
Sure.
Do you want to go with best audio design or best art direction? Hmm. Or how about this? Best score in music.
Ooh, let's do the score in music.
Best score in music. Okay. Oh, man. A lot of the same here. But, A Plague Tale. I don't know why.
Rat noises.
I know, maybe. Elden Ring, God of War, Metal, Hellslinger. Have you heard of that?
Mm-mm.
Never heard of that one either. And then Xenoblade Chronicles.
Hey.
Yeah, that's tough. Man, I don't know there.
I mean, there are songs that I know from soundtrack that I know from Elden Ring.
Yeah.
But also, it could say the same about God of War.
That's true. Yeah. That's going to be a toss-up for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know about this metal.
God of War for
everything, guys. For 100. How about this? Let's see what this is. Best indie.
Okay.
Best indie game.
Sifu. I'm guessing it's there. I don't know. Is it there?
Yeah. Let's see now. It's loading. Sifu is in there. Cult of the Lamb, Neon White. I'm really intrigued about this Neon White. I hear it a lot.
Yeah, me too.
Stray and Tunic. Ooh.
I gotta say, Sifu, that's the only one I played.
I've played all of those except for Neon White,
man. Dang, man. So, yeah, this is more of your thing. What do you say?
I don't know, man. But as far as indie, I think Sifu.
Yeah?
Yeah. And that's a game that... You know, if I was better at playing the dang game, Tunic is very intriguing.
Yeah.
You know, it's too damn hard. It just is. It's too freaking hard, man. I can't get past like some gatekeeper guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go back to these categories. Want to hear about, I'll give you a couple of choices here. Best mobile game, or how about best multiplayer?
Oh, let's do a mobile game.
All right, mobile game. Apex Legends Mobile. Wow, I didn't know they had that. Diablo Immortal. I want to play that game.
I played a little bit of it.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's good?
It's like Diablo on your phone.
Diablos?
Just me.
Genshin Impact.
Oh, wow.
Marvel Snap.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And I haven't even heard of this one, Tower of Fantasy.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I know I choose Marvel Snap.
Marvel Snap.
I'm level 700 in that game right now.
I'm so glad you introduced me to that game because I like that game a lot. I play it every day.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I've been. I'm like, every time I try to level up my ranking, not the ranking like on the player boards or anything, just your character, your deck level.
Mm-hmm.
I just need I need two cards. Because I have Thor. And so when you summon him, when you get him, he's a level... Not level. He uses a power of 3. And he has a damage of 4. Okay. But he also, when he comes out, when he becomes revealed, Mjolnir comes out. Hmm. And he's in your deck. And if you pull it, it gives Thor plus 6.
What?
And it's 0, costs 0. So you can put multiple cards down.
Okay, I don't have that card.
Dude, yeah.
I don't have that card.
And I need Jane Foster, because they synergize together.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, man. I'm like, dude, please be Jane. I'm like, no, I don't get Jane. I get all these other people I don't know. But you know what it does? It makes me create new decks.
Really?
Yeah. I have a dinosaur deck. I have a Thor deck. I have a destroy deck. I have...
Okay. A destroy deck sounds interesting because I have a few cards that I need to like... like you destroy it and you get a couple more of that card, or you like destroy, I think it's a Thanos, and he becomes like plus four or something.
Apocalypse, yeah.
Apocalypse.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's a cool card.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, I think that game is going to be number one.
Yeah,
I think so.
I'll choose that.
The numbers say that. So the other one was best multiplayer. So let's look at that, huh?
Okay.
And of course, you got Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 Multiverse.
Oh, it made it, huh?
Yeah.
The interesting. Fighter game.
Overwatch 2, Splatoon 3,
mm-hmm.
and your favorite Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Turtles and a Half Shell.
Turtle Power. Well, we did play Overwatch a little bit, and it felt more of the same.
Yeah.
I'd do Turtles.
Really?
Yeah. I had fun with it. I did play Multiverses as well, but it wasn't... it's not my type of fighting game, or it's not my type of multiplayer game.
Yeah. I'm kind of trying to figure this out, because, like, for me, the two that I would go back and forth on would be the Modern Warfare 2 and the Overwatch. Man, you know, there's such a following for Modern Warfare 2, but I think the more people will say Overwatch 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. As far as the people's vote. Huh, I could be wrong. Wow. More categories, Jay. We're not going to do all of these, but I do want to hit on a couple more. How about best fighting?
Okay.
This is so Jay's... Alley, go best fighting game.
No, I haven't looked at this list, so it'd be a surprise to me. Huh. Any of these lists, so
DNF Duel.
Oh, okay. Yes.
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. I've never heard of this. All-Star Battle.
I played a demo of it. It's all right.
It's okay. The King of Fighters. You've played this.
Oh, man.
King of Fighters 15.
Oof. Okay.
Multiverse is in here, I guess.
I'll try that, yeah.
And then they put Sifu in here.
What?
I don't understand that.
Sifu's not a fighting game.
I know, right?
A fighting game is, I would say, defined as person versus person.
Versus, right? I mean, is there...
Nah, they should leave Sifu out. I like Sifu, but that's in the wrong category.
Yeah, that shouldn't be. That's not a fighting game. Let's see what they... For the best game design...
DNF. I would say DNF for me.
Yeah, it says primarily around head-to-head. Come on, it's not head-to-head.
It's not head-to-head at all.
Yeah, I would...
That's like a beat-em-up.
It is.
Yeah, it's more of an action game.
They mess that up.
It's a third-person Ninja Turtle game.
Right.
I don't know why it's in there. That's weird.
Well, I've only played DNF and Multiverse, and I would say DNF.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah, that's pretty cool. How about we do two more?
Okay.
Let's go with, you want to go best family or best RPG?
Oh, wow. RPG, I'm curious what they
are. Okay.
Elden Ring. Place there, okay.
Elden Ring. Live. What is that? Pokemon Legends Arceus.
Uh-huh.
Triangle Strategy.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's
and Xenoblade.
Another
Chronicles
Switch game.
3.
Wow. I would say Elden Ring.
Yeah, it's hard for me to say because I haven't played a lot of these games.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I would say Elden Ring as well. You know, just as far as being able to. Customize your character, and I mean all the videos and stuff to help you through it is immense. There's so many ways you can change your character and respec them, right?
All right.
Yeah, interesting. Okay, last one. I know we're going a little long on this. Let's do family.
Okay.
I'm really curious. Sorry, it's loading.
loading. What are you drinking, bae?
Oh, I'm drinking this mango. This is you. Well, you gave me this Cutwater mango margarita.
Dang, dude, I want some. I haven't had any alcohol.
Give me some margarita
since Halloween.
And you're free to get some alcohol in a couple days right here?
I'm a doctor. I see him on Thursday.
Okay.
So we'll see what he says and see if he cuts me loose to go to the gym.
All right.
I've been behaving. I have not entered the gym.
Well, good. And when you can drink, I'll join you for a drink, but not so much the gym.
We could drink at the gym.
Right? It's funny. So, family. Kirby and the Forgotten Land, Lego Star Wars Skywalker Saga, Mario and Mario Rabbids, Spark of Hope, Nintendo Switch Sports, and Splatoon 3.
Dude, that's all Nintendo games except for Star Wars. That's some multi-platformer,
right? It makes sense, right?
It does.
Yeah,
it totally makes sense.
What was your guess that would be picked?
Kirby, Star Wars, what was it?
Splatoon 3. I have a friend that really likes that. Splatoon 3.
I'm thinking Kirby's gonna take it.
Makes sense. Yeah. I mean, I've only played Lego, so I would lean towards the Lego, but either that or a lot of people talk highly of the sports, Nintendo Switch Sports, but yeah, Kirby. Yeah. I'm kind of indifferent there. Wow, there's a lot. And this is coming out the December 6th. Is that what we said?
December 8th at 9 in the morning.
Yeah, at a weird time.
9 in the morning?
Morning, man. I'm just waking
That's
up.
That's a Thursday.
Well, not waking up, but shoot, I think I'm going to be at work on that
day. I don't know how long this day is going to be, that event's going to be.
Interesting. So those are some of the games. I'm curious to what other people think. You know, chime in when we post this on Instagram and on Twitter. Tell us what you think should be, you know, your top game of the year. You know, and share some of your picks. Moving on, Jay. You know what? I don't want to rush this because we're right at our time limit. But we both saw Black Panther. Wakanda Forever.
She screamed that a lot in that movie. 3, 2, 1. Spoilers, LT.
I liked the movie.
Yeah, me, I did too.
Yeah. I will say this. I enjoyed the first one a little more.
Same.
And I don't want to take anything away from this movie. As far as the... It's a long movie. So, Joe, be prepared. It's like 2 hours and 40 minutes. The progression of the movie, they take you along and they put things exactly where I think they should be. So, kudos to the director. And the director had to rewrite this script because of the death of Black Panther, mm-hmm. right? And so I do want to say that because I don't want to, you know, say, hey, I enjoyed the first one a little better because, you know, Chadwick Boseman is so hard to replace because of his charisma and just what he brought to Black Panther, right? I did enjoy it. The Namor thing, I knew that was going to happen. So I wasn't...
No love.
I wasn't mad, right? Because they said, hey, it's not going to be Atlantis. It's going to be at, this different world. And I forgot what they... Talokan is the name of the world. So it's not because of that. I had trouble trying to feel him as a villain. I don't know if that makes sense. And so what I mean is like my daughter was really emotional about, man, he killed the mom. I wish he would have died. And I was like, I'm okay, you know, because he didn't feel to me like that kind of a villain that I hated, that I just, you know, I want to see him get offed. You know, I wanted to see more of him. That's what I wanted to see at the end of this.
He's scheming, man. He's scheming.
He's scheming.
Yeah.
What are your takes on this movie?
I enjoyed a lot of it. I like how they paid homage to Chadwick. I like what they did with the character and how they said it was a disease that took him, right? And how he didn't tell anybody. And it's kind of like in real life, he didn't really tell anybody about it.
Right.
What else can I say? I like the performances of all of the characters. I do like the Namor. I think he's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like you're saying, it was a long movie. I had to step out to use the restroom real quick because I've been hydrating a lot.
Okay.
And then, like, you know, his backstory, how he was born and raised.
Yeah.
I didn't get a chance to see that part.
Okay.
However, what else? Dude, those whales and those orcas they're in. Dude, man, like, that was pretty sick.
That's crazy.
And we watched it in 4DX.
Oh, how
these
was
chairs
that?
Are moving like crazy.
Really?
Dude, people are like it'd shake you, and then like you have to, you're almost at the edge of your seat. Dude. It's crazy, man. I liked it. Maybe my throat was hurting. But it was fun. I wish they didn't do it in 3D though.
Really?
I don't need it in 3D. I just need just that environment. It's good. But back to the movie though. What else did I enjoy about it? Ironheart.
That was cool.
I think she's cool.
Yeah, that was really cool. And that was true to what I've read in the comics and seen.
And you get a little bit of, what's her name?
The mom or the daughter? Shuri?
No, the like the villainous Nick Fury with the purple hair.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Julia Louise Dreyfus, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, they're developing something with her.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, you can see it's in the works.
Yeah.
Especially, man, I'm trying to remember the movie that's coming out, but she is going to be diabolical. You know,
yeah.
They're getting her, she's going to have her group together. And boy, I can't remember the name of it. And we're going to hear about this later.
The Thunderbolts? Is that what it is?
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah. The Thunderbolts. Because you're going to have U.S. Agent in that and their whole group. They're really setting the stage for some cool stuff. And I'm not going to spoil what happened at the end there. But yeah, I think they're really setting up for some stuff to come in the future.
And they moved the MCU a lot, like 6 years it said.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So no wonder why in Ant-Man, Quantumania, or is that what it's called?
Quantumania, yeah.
That's why Cassie looks super old. It's been 6 years, right?
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Unless they're like within that 6 years. Yeah, it's hard to tell, but
right,
it justifies why she looks older.
I know, man. You move 6 years on me, and I'm in retirement.
Oh, damn. Right. But if you put 6 years on a 13-year-old and all of a sudden they're 19, there's a big difference, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. As far as like recommending it, if you're a Marvel fan, you're going to enjoy the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you're not a Marvel fan, you got to watch Black Panther, the first one, because you're going to have a lot of questions. You're just going to be kind of off base with what's going on.
Yeah, like with the ritual and who's supposed to be there. And
it may not affect you as much as like it's affected us. Because I teared up when we already said spoilers, when mom died. That was a touching moment for us, and and you can hear in the theater, man, people were sniffling and crying. It was filled with Marvel fans, you know.
Because Shuri, man, she lost a lot.
Sure did.
Yeah.
Went through losing your brother and your mom.
Yeah.
You know. So the acting in this movie is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
When
Shuri gets mad, oh damn, she looked real mad.
Yeah. So that's not my you know, my beef with this movie. I just like the first one a little bit better, and that's about it. Man, there's a lot that Marvel is setting up here, you know, because we got the Secret Invasion coming. It's going to be a fun 2023. What do you think?
It's going to be a fun 2023 in VR.
In VR. So tell us what you picked up, Jay.
Dude, man, don't email me, PlayStation, and say, hey, we chose you to pre-order this VR.
They emailed you.
They'll do that to me.
Dude, they saw your account and how much activity was in your account.
Sucker, man. Get the sucker. Get the sucker that gets nauseous with VR. I'm hopeful that this eye tracking will help buffer that nausea. But I can already imagine myself putting that VR headset on and then playing Gran Turismo.
Oh, dude,
man. And just the eye tracking. See, oh, dude.
I can't wait to come over and visit, man. Oh, yeah. Try this. Shit. Try this for free.
Dude, we're going to freaking take some anti-nausea meds, man.
Yeah. Some Dramamine.
Fucking go sleep right after.
I'll bring the ice packs for both of us. Yeah, because that's going to be
I'll
rough.
Bring the barf bag.
Yeah, bucket. Okay, bucket included.
Yeah.
Jeez. That's going to be fun, though. And you know what? That's cool. You've been thinking about it, so
yeah.
Kudos for you for pulling the trigger.
Big sucker, man.
Nah.
Sony pony right here, man. That's me.
That's cool. What else have you been doing?
Other than playing Marvel Snap and God of War, just trying to recover.
Awesome. It's good to have you back. Oh. Like you were back with us last week, but to be full strength.
Yeah, almost there.
No. You're fine.
Yeah, it must have been the food you gave me, man. Thanks for the food.
No worries. Huh? So, any final thoughts?
No, that's it.
We covered a lot.
We did.
Sure did. All right, everybody. Take care.
Take care, everybody. Be kind to yourself and be kind to others.
All right, bye.
Bye.